Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. A high court in Pakistan calls for an investigation on recent blasphemy accusations and who might be behind them. Then Bethlehem Bible College responds with faith in times of change in Palestine. It's a story you won't want to miss. But we'll begin today in Pakistan, where there's been a surge of blasphemy cases. But is there a so-called blasphemy business group that's instigating it? On February 2nd, a high court in Pakistan advised that a commission be created to investigate. The Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Floyd Robel explains.
It appears that what's happening is that they're enticing certain people to make what would appear blasphemous statements against Islam or against the Prophet Muhammad online, and then accusing them of blasphemy.
He says Pakistan's blasphemy law is broad and easy to take advantage of, with no consequences for the accuser.
So the law states that any derogatory remark in respect to the Holy Prophet Muhammad, either spoken or written, or by visible reputation, or by any imputation, innuendo, or insinuation, directly or indirectly, shall be punished with death or imprisonment for life, and also shall be liable for a fine. The way it's written, it can easily be, you know, anything can be turned into a blasphemy case.
Religious freedom and human rights groups have been pushing against Pakistan's blasphemy law for years, and now it's in the spotlight again. Please join us in praying that God would work justice through the commission's investigations. Pray that Christians at risk or already under blasphemy accusations will keep sharing the gospel. More in part two of this story later this week. Elsewhere, Lebanon is a country of minorities, and that translates to religious freedom unparalleled in the region. But Pierre Hosty with Horizons International says ethno-religious diversity is a double-edged sword.
You know, it's a good thing, but at the same time, there are flare-ups, you know, that show the tension underneath.
In the United States, too, polarization can suck up believers, leading to bitterness and even hatred of other groups.
Whether you're in Lebanon or whether you're in the U.S., as kingdom people, we need to kind of rise above that worldly empire thinking.
Hosny says if we give sway to ethnic narratives or religious sectarianism, we risk losing the kingdom.
For example, the opportunity to reach Muslims could be jeopardized from either being afraid of Muslims, to be angry with Muslims, you know, instead of showing the love of Christ.
Instead, issues need to be kept in their proper place, with biblical ones at the top, rightly sorting the others.
You know, the issues are important. It doesn't mean that we should just lose arguments and compromise on the truth in order to make people like us. It's not a popularity contest.
But Hosty points out that Jesus was uncompromising in his love for people, even through his calls for their repentance. Believers can act likewise.
If any news headlines bring up hatred and anger and bad fruit within us, then we know that we are going in a path that is not godly.
And amidst war, turmoil, and high rates of unemployment, Bethlehem Bible College continues to raise up Christian teachers.
A while ago, we decided that part of our education would be empowering Christian educators for the schools and for the churches. You know, generations are changing, and the young people are asking now more about the issues of faith. Students come and take this and will be able to teach in schools, both public schools and Christian schools in Palestine.
The college has over 25 students taking courses related to their certificate of Christian education, and about 200 students total. However, they still face the challenge of many students leaving the country.
So it is our hope and vision that they will be able to instill a call as they teach these younger generations for Christians to be considerate that God wants to use them in their own country.
And several teachers had to leave as well. So how can we be praying for Bethlehem Bible College?
Pray for wisdom. Pray for our teachers. Pray for the Lord to provide more teachers, be empowered to come and serve with the faculty of Bethlehem Bible College. We will continue to do this process and just trust that God will continue to provide such faculty.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.